When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about music and its effects on our productivity. Speaking of music, I hope you enjoyed this song because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. The song you are listening to right now is Days by an artist named Thomas VX. And if you're wondering why I put it in the show, well, just listen to that smooth bass line. Oh my God, if you're still not convinced that this is an amazing song, just wait until the drop kicks in. Enjoy the song, check out the artist, and let's jump into the episode. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and as you can probably tell from the songs I play in this show, I'm a big fan of music. I grew up around music, and one of my first real memories is of my dad blasting old-school reggae at one of his family parties back when I was 3 or 4. Since then, it's been a staple in my life, from performing in choirs, learning percussion instruments, teaching myself piano, and even spending a few years as an electronic music producer. One thing I've always loved is sitting down to work with some heavy dubstep playing through my headphones. It's like coffee for your ears. But I've always wondered what effect this had on my overall productivity. Was it actually helping me to stay focused and get work done? Or could I have gotten things done faster if I worked in silence? In this episode, we'll find the answer to that question. So stick around and let's dive into it. So normally I would mention a specific article here, read a short quote from it, and then expand on the idea with my particular point of view. But as I was doing the research for this episode, I found two articles that were so compelling that I just had to feature a major piece of it on this episode. Now, I want to be very, very clear here. I did not write these articles. This is not my work. These articles were written by some great authors, and I thought they did an excellent job, so I simply wanted to share them with you and help bring it together into an overall point. So first, we have an excerpt from a 2015 article published on Help Scout by Gregory Ciotti. The title is How Music Affects Your Productivity, and the specific piece I want to highlight is this. Quote, "Music makes repetitive tasks more enjoyable. Music's effectiveness is dependent on how immersive a task is, referring to the creative demand of the work. When a task is clearly defined and repetitive in nature, research suggests that music is consistently helpful." And he quotes someone here. "A series of experiments has investigated the relationship between the playing of background music during the performance of repetitive work and efficiency in performing such a task. The results give strong support to the contention that economic benefits can accrue from the use of music in industry. Assembly line workers showed signs of increased happiness and efficiency while listening to music, for example. More modern studies would argue that it isn't the music itself, but rather the improved mood your favorite music brings that is the source of this bump in productivity. Music with a dissonant tone was found to have no impact to productivity, while music in the major mode or key had better results. Subjects hearing BGM, or background music, achieved greater productivity when BGM was in the major mode." End quote. And the second article was also published in 2015 and was written by Tatiana Sussex. The title is, "Does Listening to Music at Work Affect Your Productivity?" Quote, "A variety of studies have proven that music helps make repetitive tasks easier. And while the beat might help you get into what you're doing, there's more to it. Music can also improve your mood, and being happy increases efficiency and productivity. According to this New York Times article, music can release dopamine in the same way that eating something delicious or looking at a beautiful view does. When you listen to music on headphones, it blocks out distracting noises, an increase in necessity as teams move to open environments with sideline conversations, sales calls, and ad hoc meetings taking place all around you. How does a person concentrate in such a racket? Headphones can also block out interruptions. Coworkers aren't as likely to approach you if they see you tuning out and leaning into your screen with intention. More modern-day workers have their attention stretched to the max. A wandering mind isn't known to be the most productive one, and music can bring you back into the present. This is good news to the task in front of you that is waiting patiently to be attended to. End quote. Okay, so there are a few points across both of these articles that's important for us to walk away with. Number one, music works extremely well for tasks that don't require a lot of focus. Now, you've probably experienced this yourself, but I find that if I really need to think about what I'm doing, I end up taking out my earbuds in order to get it done. It almost seems painful to try and do the work while listening to some crazy dubstep song, for example. Number two, the right music can lift your mood. This one is important simply because a happier you equals more stuff getting done. If you feel better while at work, you'll naturally get more stuff done and be more productive. And number three, music can deter people from talking to you. So this one I find a little bit iffy because you could argue that if this were the main benefit, then just wearing headphones with no music playing at all would be a better way to go. It would still provide you with that intention and that ability to block out people from coming up to you, but you wouldn't have any level of distraction from the music itself. Still, though, it's legit, and if you add it with all of the other benefits, then this is something that is going to be helpful. So there you have it. That is the answer. Music can boost your productivity for tasks that don't require too much focus, but as soon as the task gets complicated, you should probably stay away from music and get things done as quickly as possible so that you can go back to listening to this sick beat. All right, here's a fun quest. Find a favorite song and try playing it on repeat the next time you're working. Now, there isn't much science on this yet, but some people have found that playing the same song over and over makes it easier to detach from it altogether and be even more productive. So choose your favorite song, post about it on Instagram and Twitter with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps. This quest is worth 10 points, and I will tell you one thing. I'm going to be blasting T-Swift all day. I've mentioned this in the past two episodes, and I'm going to keep mentioning it all throughout February. This is a new thing that I'm doing, and I'm really, really excited about it. Here's the thing. I want to know who's listening. I want to chat with you and learn about you and see what goals and issues really matter to you. It's really important to me that I can put a face to as many of you listeners as possible, because at the end of the day, you're the reason that this show exists. Over the last few days, I've been trying to figure out how to do that, and here is what I came up with. For the month of February, I'm going to be making myself available via Skype, Google Hangouts, or on the phone for 1 hour every single weekday. My goal is to sit down and chat with 2 to 4 of you during those hour sessions and really start to get to know you. But I want to be clear, this is a one-on-one conversations. It's just going to be us, and we can talk about anything and everything that matters to you. To sign up for one of these sessions, go to tinyleapschat.com, and it's going to take you to my personal calendar scheduling page with a list of available days and times. I really, really look forward to chatting with some of you, and honestly, I'm probably more excited about it than you are. So go to tinyleapschat.com and schedule a chat with me in February. That's it for episode 22. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here's a great review by a listener with the code name BaldEagle90. Quote, "This is an outstanding podcast. He does his research and presents great ideas with a polished and strong delivery. I'm an instant fan. Subscribe so you don't miss it." End quote. Well, thank you so much for that, Bald Eagle. I do try to put a lot of effort into these episodes, so it makes me happy that you've noticed it. I appreciate your review, and I really love that you've hit the subscribe button. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.